Say amen. God bless you. Look in the book of Ecclesiastes tonight. I'll just read a few verses and say something. God will help me tonight. Ecclesiastes, great book of the Bible. All of it is. All by God. Amen. Inspired by God. He put what together what he wanted. Amen. We have to believe that. Amen. I have to believe that. And this ain't all God knows. Amen. That's right. I've got me a 1560 Bible there. And the Geneva Bible, bought one up at the bookstore, wanting to read it and see. About everything in there is about the same as this. And some of the writings, you can't hardly, the spelling is hard to read. And but it's interesting to read something like that. And God, there's a lot of other books in there at the end of it. I hadn't read none of them yet. But I'm glad I got this Bible, and I am a King James Bible man. I know that, and why I say that is that that's what I believe the Bible inspired word translation is for English speaking people, and I believe not only God perfected His word and perfect, but I believe it's preserved, and I believe the message is the key of the gospel, the message. What the word says in the message. Interpretation's a big thing. And you're going to have to get in the God of the heavens book and find out what the Holy Ghost said. Amen. And interpretation. We got a lot of different beliefs today, that's for sure. But there ain't one way to heaven, that's Jesus Christ. I don't care who they are, you'll never get nothing else out of it but Jesus Christ. And the Bible is about the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think a church ought to be on the same page. Don't you? I don't believe people ought to carry all kind of different Bibles. Amen. While the preacher's preaching out of this one. Amen. I remember when I got saved, thank God, nobody didn't tell me nothing. Nobody tell me nothing. Amen. I had a living Bible somebody give me. I like what Roloff said. He said he wasn't going to pass out good news for modern man, but he'd pass out King James for sinful man. Amen. And that's right. Thank God it is for sinful man. It wasn't for, the Scripture. We know by the Scripture, but we know by the Holy Spirit of God, amen, what the truth is. I said that the other morning. The truth of God's revealed to us through the Holy Ghost. He teaches you the Bible. He's the author of it. He's the only one that can tell you what He wrote and reveal it to you. Amen. That's right. You might hear somebody speak and you might catch it like that, but it's still the Holy Spirit teaching it to you. That's just the way it works. He brings all things to your remembrance and the things that Christ said, the things that you've been taught, the things that God, amen, has revealed to you by His Spirit. And this is a spiritual book. The Bible said the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Amen. They don't receive it, friend. Amen. It ain't about the these and thous. Amen. They said they can't understand the Bible. Thank God He didn't write it to natural man to understand it. It's spiritually discerned. You can't know the Bible unless God teaches it to you. Amen. That's why people are so caught up in this religion today. Amen. I've had people, from this church, thank God at times say, well, I can't understand the Bible. I said, well, ask Him. He's the one that wrote it. Amen. He can tell it to you. Amen. If you wrote a book and I wanted to read it, the best person to tell me about it is the one that wrote it. Amen. Thank God. And I'm telling you, He's the one that gave the book. Amen. Inspired by God. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. That don't mean I know everything. I thought I'd know more than what I did, but I don't know much. Amen. I found that out. You'll find out you don't know a whole lot when you get in it. The farther you go, the less you think of yourself if you're really spiritually minded. Because I'm telling you, brother, listen, you're looking at a man tonight that isn't nothing. Amen. Undeserved, corrupt. Amen. Listen, thank God ought to be in hell tonight. But this the mercies of God. Amen. I can't explain tonight except God just had mercy on me. Amen. Came to where I was at. Thank God and opened my eyes and gave me the mercies of God, friend. Let me know, thank God, about this tonight. Brother, there's something, Brother Todd, that's unlocked within a man. Thank God that the Holy Ghost unlocks his, amen, his inner man. man. God has shows him the real truth. Amen. You don't know it unless he opens it. Amen. It's simple when it's made known, but it's hard when it ain't. Amen. That's why they said this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? Amen. Thank God it was hard because they didn't understand it. Amen. Then he said, no man can come except he be given. Thank God that grace, that pull, that drawing power. Amen. Listen, you don't know it, brother. Listen, after the quickening comes, amen, the making alive in Christ, that's when you really learn these things. But, brother, I've been reading this thing. Thank God in the Scripture, and I'm telling you, amen, God's in charge of it all. I tell you, there ain't never been a thing in my life that he wasn't in control of. I'm telling you this, and I don't believe partial sovereignty. I believe he's all sovereign. I believe he's in all control. Amen. People say, well, look at all the bad things that are going on. Well, he's in control of that. You know why bad things go on? Because sin's in the world. Amen. Listen, it didn't take long for man to fall. Amen. After God created him, put him in paradise. Amen. Listen, and the devil came down. Amen. God, listen. Thank God, my friend approached a woman. And before you know it, she's eating the fruit and the husband. Thank God is too. Amen. Listen, it didn't take long for man to fall. But brethren, before the world began, there's a lamb slain. Before the foundation of the world, thank God, there'd be remedy. And there'd be a way, thank God, for salvation. And somebody asked me not long ago, don't this thing, amen, looks like something set up. I said, you on the right page. Amen. Brethren, this thing's set up. You're involved in it. That's amazing. Can I say that again? You're involved in it. Thank God you're involved in it tonight. He involved you in his plan. He involved you in what he set up. Amen. He's got people for that. As sure as Judas Iscariot was born as the son of perdition. Amen. To betray the Son of God. For that purpose he was born. Amen. Thank God as soon as Pharaoh was born. Amen. Raised up the God to show the purpose of God upon him and drowning him in the sea. As sure as you're sitting here tonight saved by the grace of God, amen, the same God set that up. To have a people on earth, he had a plan on earth, amen, to bring honor to the name of Christ and do his will. Why, amen, we're here, we're included in it tonight. Amen, you can't get included in it. Amen, you might say, well, I don't want to be in it this much. Amen, God, friend, he'll put you in it. Amen, thank God. Amen, I had no choice in the matter. He ain't never called me and said, should I do this? He didn't call me and ask me the other day, should it rain? Amen. Listen, he ain't never called me and said, I need you to, ain't God, to help me make a decision. He never has, and he ain't you neither, and he never will. He don't have to. He just included you in on it, and he put you where he wanted you. Amen. Thank God, and he's going to work in you. And you say, I've made a lot of mistakes. Well, he's the mistake helper, amen. That's right, I've failed. I have too. But he can pick you up, amen. Hey, listen, there's never been anything happen. God didn't have a purpose in it to bring you up from where you was at. You'd have never got in unless he had the purpose. Ain't God in his Son to bring you out of sin and my friend going to hell. Amen, listen, it's his plan. I'm telling you that. Brother, tonight, I'm glad I can rest in that. I'm glad I can talk to you about that. Amen. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I tell you, I think I know sometimes, but I really don't know. Amen. There's some things that you'll plan that'll come to pass, but there's some things you'll plan that won't come to pass. That's the way life is. You'll not figure him out in what he's going to do next. Amen. He'll let you in on it when it's his timing. That's what he does. I was reading Samuel today about Hannah. Amen. She had no child. And no, notice what it said. Read the Bible. It said God shut her womb up. God had shut her womb up. Amen. She went down there and got to praying. Amen. Listen. And she got down bitterness. And I'm not talking about angry, but just bitter. Just down. Amen. So deep in her soul that she had to have God to move her way. Amen. And God did. Amen. She prayed for a man child. Eli didn't have enough sense to know what God was doing. until he called him about 3 times. Samuel, amen. And thank God, the man that, thank God, that was given to Hannah, amen. But she prayed, and she said, "For this child I prayed." But God's timing was right. When Israel was in a dark day, and Israel was going through all that, and praise God, listen, Eli done got compromised. His boys wasn't nothing but a bunch of Belial, sons of Belial. Amen. At dark day in Israel with no open vision. But thank God there that Hannah was praying, and God brought him right at the right time. Amen. Weaned him. Amen. Brought him to the temple. Thank God. And here he is. Thank God, being grown up there in the temple, and became the voice of God in the time it was dark. I'm telling you, he don't never miss a beat. He knows when to do it. He knows who to do it with. Amen. He ain't asking me. He's doing what he wills. And brother, everything's going to work out. That's why I love him enough, because he first loved me. I'm telling you, everything goes because of love. Thank God, because of his will. Amen. Because it's his purpose. And I'm telling you, there's nothing he can't do. There's nothing, friend, thank God, tonight, that he can't help you with and help me with. And it's all the goodness of God. And he'll do it to get glory out of it. Amen. If you think he, listen, read this verse here with me. In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 13. He said, consider the work of God. Consider it. The work of God. Consider it. Now listen tonight. That means you take a look at this. You take a look at it. And look at the rest of the verse here. For who can make that straight which he have made crooked? God bless him. He said he made it crooked, that he can make it straight. Amen. He said, consider this work of God. Of how the Bible, if you read the scripture tonight, brethren, you'd say, well, this thing kind of is, you can't get it all together. It's come together. Amen. You're just not going to figure it out. Amen. How can a man have the grace on him? Amen. Unless God gives him grace. How can a man know what God says unless God gives him understanding? How can a man know anything unless the Spirit lead him? Amen. How can he not talk to us for days? Amen. About a certain subject that we've talked to him about. Amen. And one day, thank God, while you're riding down the road and least suspect it, here comes God in your heart and speaks to you and gives you the answer of what you've been seeking for a good while. And you can't figure that out tonight. You can't turn him on. Amen. And you can't turn him off. Amen. Listen, he don't have that kind of switch. He'll do exactly what he wants to. And he has, amen. And you couldn't figure it out tonight. And I said that the other day. Thank God you couldn't go right. Thank God your path. Amen. And where you was and where you are now. Amen. And look back tonight. And I'll just be honest with you tonight, brethren. Amen. I feel like the lowest, low down, sorriest rascal. Amen. That ever lived. I preached to myself this afternoon. And I said, Hank, you're the most wicked, dirty, rotten, amen, sinner that ever lived. And I had to agree with my preaching. Because I know myself. And I know I'm a sinner. And I know I'm, listen, I know I've never done anything. Thank God to achieve anything from him. It's just the goodness of God. It's just the goodness of God. Listen, he blessed me beyond measure. And brethren, he knew what he was getting when he got me. He knew what I'd do after he got me. And he still blessed me. That ain't no excuse for me, but it sure is a blessing from him. And I'm telling you, brethren, who can make the crooked straight? He made it crooked, and he can make it straight tonight. Amen. There's nothing impossible with what God can do. That woman that was been over for 18 years, that was under that load, my friend, thank God, and she couldn't straighten herself. But thank God, that's by his word. Thank God, she straightened up. Amen. Listen, you said, why was she like that? Thank God for him to do something. Amen. You say, what I'm going through this, thank God for you to see his hand. That's why. Amen. Why do we go through hardship sometimes? See his hand. Amen. Thank God, brother, ain't nobody else can do it like he can. Listen, look at this. I'm going to read a few verses out of this thing. He said in verse 14, in the day of prosperity, be joyful. He's reading now. You've got to remember this. He's seeing everything under heaven. But in the day of adversity, consider. Adversity. We go through adversities. Consider. God also has set the one over against the other to the end that man should find nothing after him. You see, here's the thing with God. I'm just going to say the Baptists, they think they've got God down in their systematic theology and their systematic beliefs. And I'm going to tell you something tonight, friend. It's hurt us when we've got down to a system in a church and a system of disbeliefs. And if you say anything outside of what they believe, then you're a heretic. But brother, all that is a man-made deal. They can't figure him out. His ways are past finding out. You say, what should we do? Listen, what causes me to trust him? Because I can't trust nobody else. And I can't trust, there's nobody else can do for me what he can do. And that's where you get to it. There's no theology in that. Amen. The theology is, I need him right now and he's the only one can help me. And I'm going to him. Amen. And that's the way it is, brother. And we've tried to, my friend, religialize and all this and doctorize and get all these things. Amen. That don't do no good for you tonight. Amen. Listen, thank God he said, amen, you need to consider his work. Amen, and listen to him. Amen, and he'll put one against another. And you can't figure it out. And you can't even wonder how he's going to do it. Amen. How'd God do what he done for you? By his own power? His own plan? Listen, I'm going to tell you something tonight. Now, whether you agree with this or not, you take it home and think on it. Everything that happens, he's in control of. Whoever it is. You say it don't look like he is, the way wickedness is running. Oh, he's in control of it. He's in control of it. He was in control as much as he made Nebuchadnezzar be. Ain't God look like an oxen and eat grass. He's in control of it, thank God, when the Hebrews said, we're not going to bow to him and you can throw us in the furnace. Amen. If we get burned, that's fine. Amen. But he's still God, and whatever he chooses to do, I'm just going to go with him. He's as much God. He's as much God when he saw David take a man's wife and have her own husband killed. And he's the same God that took that child and had mercy on him at the same time. Let me tell you something tonight. There ain't nobody sitting in here or in this world that's any good apart from grace. I don't care who you are. There ain't nobody. It's the grace of God. That's period. Brother, I'm telling you what, there ain't a religious work you can do that God's going to say. But I'll tell you what, when he saw his son, thank God, he said, that's my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. He ain't never said, well, you done good tonight. He said, my son sure did bless you tonight. He didn't say you the best preacher. He said, my son sure blessed you to say something and not to bring glory to him. You got to pray with them people. And he said, boy, you really prayed good tonight. He said, my son touched you tonight to pray for them people. He was in agreement with you and the power of God came on it. Well, he's blessed you with them clothes you wear. Yeah, but it's all for his glory because he clothed me in righteousness. He said, put you on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. And a lot of times we make provision because that's what we want. And he's still the same God in it. And what he'll do is he'll teach you in it. He'll reprove you in it. He'll correct you in it as well as you myself. And brother, listen, after the end of that thing is, God's made you more mature. Maturity comes by experience. It don't come by in a book. You learn by experience. That's right. If you don't ever experience nothing, you probably ain't going to learn much. That's right. Listen, friend, that's the book. He said experience, thank God, amen, tribulation, work of patience, patience, experience. And experience hope. We have that hope. We have that expectation that this is what God's done. He said the Holy Ghost brought in our heart. But we had to experience some things. Amen. Thank God, that's like your children. You wish you could live for them. But they've got to experience some things. They've got to go through some decisions. They've got to experience some things. Amen. I remember Miss Jessica, if I can say this, and you and Jonathan. I remember one of the first times y'all come down here, we tried to get together, you know, a little bit and eat a little bit, but it wasn't time. Amen. But you had a little experience there of talking to one another. Amen. And then what more, thank God, over a year ago or more. Amen. Thank God, back here in the back. Amen. It just clicked. That's just the way it works. You experience things, you learn, you study, you think, and all of a sudden here God comes and says, this is it. Amen. Listen, you can't figure them things out. You can't even mark the time that's going to happen. Amen. Listen, you and Mr. Kayla. Amen. Thank God, Chris and Susan. Amen. That go Jeremy and Danielle. Amen. Been married to people in the church. And brother, listen, I couldn't went set that up. Amen. I couldn't set me and my wife up. Amen. It was just something God did. Amen. Listen, God has never made a mistake. He never will make a mistake. God will never fail. Amen. And He can't fail. Amen. He's the same today as He always has been. And He ain't apologizing for nothing. These people that say that He's got to apologize to Sodom because of America, He ain't in the apologizing business. Amen. Listen, He's God. He ain't going to apologize to nobody. He'll do as He pleases. He's God tonight. Amen. He turned them over to reprobation in Romans 1. He knew that's going to be. Amen. He gave him a reprobate mind. Ain't got to do them things that's not convenient. It's never been the will of God. Amen. For a man to act like a woman and a woman to act like a man. Ain't God for him, but they're in this world now. But I'm telling you, listen, hey, they is reprobate. He reprobated them. And I'm telling you, do it because they're reprobate. And it ain't backed him off. Ain't God in what He said in the Word. Amen. I saw the other day that the Lutheran church somewhere ordained these transgenders and stuff. Brother, I'm telling you what. It really, if you got any brain at all, it don't take you long to figure out what you are. And these men want to be women and women want to be men. He knew that before He ever made them. And He knew, thank God, He was going to put judgment on that crowd. And He did in Sodom. Thank God, He burned them. My friend, thank God, set fire and brimstone down and burned them. Amen. He destroyed the whole thing. Amen. Lot came out with Abraham. It was all, amen, that way. God help. Amen. But Lot was a just man. He was a righteous man. You wouldn't think that if you just read, amen, without reading Peter's writings on it. Amen. You would have said, oh, Lot, he went to hell. No, he didn't. He's a just man, a righteous man. Amen. I know that's hard for some people to swallow. I'm going to go what God says, what people say. Amen. But he was that. Amen. But he got himself a mess down there. And God drank out of the wrong bottle when he come out. Amen. Listen. And brother God. Amen. Still, brother, still God tonight. And still would use things. Amen. To bring forth His will. He had Ishmael. Thank God Abraham did. And it doesn't surprise God. Amen. But listen, God set that thing up. Amen. There's always going to be an opposite, a battle. And God, listen. And here come Isaac, and the promise is in Isaac, and it's not in Ishmael, but still he still blessed Ishmael, amen. He blessed Esau. He sure did. Blessed him. What would you do if you was God? You'd probably done killed some people, wouldn't you? Huh? We know we would. He'd have a right to wipe us all out. Holy as He is. You know what holds that, don't you? The mercy of God. The long-suffering of God. Amen. See, I got His word tonight. He said, you'll never perish. You'll never perish. That means I'll never die lost or I'll never go to hell. I'll never perish. I never will perish. I will never perish. Neither shall any man pluck me out of his hand. Amen. One man told me one time, you can pluck your own self out. I said, that'd be a hard job. He said, no man. Praise God, I'm a man. Amen. Hey, listen, friend, you can come up with all these things. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to give you this tonight. Listen to me. You got to know this thing is right, and sinfulness of man and depravity of man is this. They ain't one person, not one seated here or anywhere else in the world that's saved would ever enter where God's at. Anybody that's trusting in anything they've ever done. He ain't, listen, I'm sorry, and I know some people get aggravated about this, but it's just the way it is. You never free-willed anything toward God's righteousness. You couldn't because you're sinful. God don't need no sinful creature helping him save a sinful creature. And he never will. Listen, I want to tell you this. I got so lost. I mean lost. I mean I was so lost under conviction of sin that it put me under such fear, and it showed me the depth of my wicked, corrupt heart and nature. God never needed no help from me to save me. He never needed no help from you to save him, save you. He don't need no help. Brother, nobody's saved by anything they do, and nobody's kept by anything they do. You're not kept because you carry a Bible, sit on a church pew, sing in a choir, preach the Bible, teach, amen, wear a dress, amen, wear a suit. You're never kept by none of that. You're not kept by none of that. Have you ever read Galatians 3 when Paul said to the Galatians, old foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you, having begun the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the works of the flesh? Do you actually think tonight because I've got this black shirt on and it's long sleeves, amen, looks like Amish, amen, that's right, amen, would you really believe tonight that this has something to do with my righteousness? Well, why do they think that? Why do they think if they dress a certain way, God is surely going to bless them? No, he's blessing you because of Christ. He ain't blessing you because of you. He's blessing you because of Christ. Anybody with the Holy Ghost, he's going to teach you, amen, and let you know how you ought to do. And amen, but it's still the Holy Ghost doing it. It's still the grace of God doing it. Everything goes back to him. It ain't nothing in us. That's why they build men up. That's why they build statues of men. That's all they're doing. Amen, listen, a man ain't nothing without him. What can we do? Get on our knees and give him thanks. Thank you, Lord. What can we do? Worship him. Praise him. Listen, I'll let you and I'll let any other preacher chip any ego I've got off of me because that ain't no good. Or now I've got to come in tonight in your own thinking, they got to hear me. No, they don't have to hear you. Hey, who is the best preacher ever lived? The Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ. There's preachers I appreciate and learn from and live. Amen. But I'm telling you what, friend, it's all because God's with them. But if they ever got big enough, thank God, to have to put a dadgum doctor's degree on everything and everything else, brother, there ain't no God in that. That's making men. That's building up men. And it ain't no good. And brother, I'm telling you, that's just where we at. Amen. Go through all these denominations. And somebody said, are you Baptist? I said, I am, because I believe baptism by immersion after salvation. Amen. But Baptists don't make me no more spiritual. Oh, my sign. Amen. It ain't my sign. It's the church's sign. That identifies where we at. It identifies where we meet. But it makes no, listen, if it just said, the church on Clancy Street, it'd be no different. I know a lot of people don't like that when they hear it. But it's just the truth. I'm still going to practice the same thing in here, Brother Todd. I ain't changing my practice. I ain't changing what I believe. But I'm telling you, he said to the church at Ephesus, the church at Sardis, amen, he didn't put all these labels on it and draw men apart. And my friend, getting our own disciples, amen, thank God. I want to go where he's at. I want to be able to have manifest of his power, and the only way to have it, thank God, is be humble before him. Amen. I don't like a bunch of groups. I like one body. I won't have children going back here in the back room and be given a cookie and a Bible story. People got mad at that one time at me. Not in here. They heard me preach against children's church. And I said, people called me and said, you got a children's church. I said, yeah, right here in the sanctuary. That's where they ought to be. In fact, when we was growing up, they didn't have children's church. Amen. They had a church and had parents and children sat beside their parents. Amen. And my mama, thank God. Amen. Even the dead Methodists, people don't like me saying that. They're dead Baptists too. Amen. Sometimes it's dead in here, ain't it? Amen. But listen, it's just reality. It's truth. Amen. Sometimes we just don't have it, Brother Todd. Amen. But listen, thank God it ain't His fault. Amen. Listen. Thank God, I'm telling you, she made me listen. Thank God she whooped me when I didn't listen. I'm telling you, brother, and I sat in the sanctuary. She never carried my toy box with me. I couldn't imagine my mama getting in the car. She did do one thing. She stopped by the store and got some Juicy Fruit chewing gum because she wanted to have a good smelling breath, I reckon. I remember that. And her and my grandma, Daddy, he didn't go. Papa didn't go. They went rabbit hunting or something. It's better off, probably. We sat in there, same old guy, got up and done a book report, you know. I sat back with them offering things, writing ball teams and stuff on it, and got a spanking from it. But you really think about this thing. My mama was a good woman, but she's lost. So I got saved, and the Holy Ghost started bearing down. She got saved. November 26, 1986, Holy Ghost came and said, it's you, Miss Norma. I come and talk to you today. And she said, on this side, and I was on this side up front. She's on the back row tonight. She's sitting closer to me and praise God when she's lost. About the sixth pew. And when Ivor Powell, he's the preacher that day, he's an old Englishman. And that day she walked out. And when she did, I walked every step with her in my heart because I had a burden for her. And she bowed on this side of the altar. And she got saved. That was 86. That's been about 14 and 23. What's that, brother? 37. Is that what it is? About 37 years ago. Brother Todd, you got saved in early 90s. 92. Miss Jennifer got saved in 91, November 91, I believe it was, right here at this place. It was great for me to see that. This man walked out September 1990, right over here. But it's all God. Every bit of it. Every bit of it. It wasn't nothing I did. Yeah, I didn't know nothing. I was just preaching what I felt like all the preaching. Amen. And thank God there's a lot of things happened because I just done it. I mean, it was a sincere heart. Amen. I didn't know half what I know now. Amen. Maybe I need to go back to that. Amen. But the thing of it is, brother, listen. Amen. The God of heaven shows you. You grow in grace. You get there. Amen. Brother Massey said, Brother Maurice Massey, when he come here, because I preached rough. Amen. Rough for them and rough for me, I reckon. Amen. If I was sitting in the pew now, thank God, in about the second or third year I was here, and I was sitting there listening to me, I say, oh, me, son, that preacher preaching me, amen. That's right. But listen, there ain't nothing wrong with it. It didn't hurt us. I tell you what God did in this church. Amen. He done this, and Miss Pat knows it. That Brother Wilson was here for 6 months before me. And Brother Maurice always said, he said this to me. He said, that man kindly prepared the way for you. He said, if you'd have come in that like that, they might not have took it. Amen. But listen, ain't God, I come in. Amen. Listen, they got to have the association before I started pastoring. Amen. Thank God they got to have a lot of them things. Amen. That's right, brother. Listen. Amen. God done something. He saved some people and built them a little work here. Amen. He put a family together. Amen. Come from West Virginia. Amen. Ain't God, before I ever knew you. Amen. You was in West Virginia when I started here. I reckon I come here in 89. Amen. When'd you come down? 90 or 89? 90. 89, come down the same year. Ain't God, God said, go on down there to Salisbury. Go on down there to Morrisville. You'll get hooked up with that man down there in Salisbury. He'll tell you about Jesus. Amen. You're going to be in that church. Amen. And you go through the whole church and say that. Amen. Because that's the way God works it. You didn't know it, but he did. He set it up. Amen. You was coming down here, thank God, newlyweds. Amen. Listen, had them things in your mind. Had a nice vehicle. Amen. Everything. Good jobs. Amen. Listen. Thank God, but God said, no, I got other plans. I'll just let you know it when it's my time. Amen. That's the way God works it. That's why God tonight knows what to do. Thank God, he knows how to do it. Thank God, friend tonight, we just ought to live every day by faith and trust him tonight and believe him tonight. Thank God, because he's in charge tonight. Amen. God bless it. Notice what he said here. I'm going to preach a little bit here. Amen. I ain't going to hold you too long. I'm going to preach a while. Amen. Look at verse number 20 here. For there is not a just man upon earth. I'm saying, that's what Solomon said. I love you. That's what Solomon said. There's not a just man on earth. He said, I looked at all these men. I mean, listen, his daddy was David. Look at all these people, thank God, these patriarchs. Moses and all these. And then it come up to him, he said, I've been looking at all these people in this earth and ain't a just man in the earth. That's what he said. They're not a just man. A lot of people think they are, but they're not. The only justification you got is in Christ. For there's not a just man upon earth that doeth good. Could you imagine taking this text in a liberal church? Could you imagine taking that text in a liberal church and said there's not a just man upon earth and doeth good? And if I looked out there and said, you know, you don't do good, your mama don't do good, your grandma don't do good, and none of you do good, I'd get some faces, wouldn't I? If I went to the uptown church and said, I'm going to tell y'all, ain't none of you do good. You ain't worth nothing, you're a sinner, dirty, rotten, no good for nothing. God bless you. That's the truth, brother. In the sight of God it is. And he said this, he said he doeth good and sinneth not. They'd probably have to agree with that in a little bit. Because there ain't a just man upon earth that does good and don't sin. I'll tell you, brother, listen, look at this thing here. I don't have time to preach all this because he said in verse 24, that which is far off, exceeding deep, who can find it out? I'll tell you how you know the deep things of God. Cast out to the deep. Listen to this. Peter's fishing now. He's a fisherman, son. He's fished. He throwed that net. And Jesus said, throw the net out the deep. He said, Lord, we've pulled all night and caught nothing. Listen. But he said this, but nevertheless, at thy word, I'm going to throw it out in the deep. You know how to get deep things? Obey him. The Holy Spirit reveals things to you when you obey him. That's how you get them. He teaches you deep things. If you're hungry for him, I'm going to tell you, if you want to know the deep things of God, he said they're far off. He said, who can know them? Who can get there? Brother, there are so many unsearchable riches and things of God, friend, and I. Amen. Thank God, friend, I'm telling you this. There's so much, Brother Keith, that we'll never even get near it. But I'll take whatever he gives me. Take whatever he gives me. Thank God I'm glad I know the truth tonight. Because he is the truth. But I'm telling you what, brother, listen. You need to consider the work of God. Consider it. Here's what you do. You believe it. You don't mean you understand everything. It just means you believe it. Understanding comes with believing first. Because you ain't going to get no understanding without believing him. The Holy Spirit reveals it to you. That's how you get it. Amen. I said this the other day. You'd have probably said, you'd have been rough on you, know, when I was young. But a man that thinks he knows a lot don't know nothing. He that thinks he knows something knows nothing. But I'm telling you what, he'll teach it to a man that knows he don't know it. Get this. Have any meat? None. All right, I can give you some, man. If you got it, I can't give it to you. But I've ordained it and set it up that you don't have nothing that I can give it. I preach to you and preach to you. I'm not talking about personally, but I'm just using this. I preach to you and preach to you, God says, until you said you don't have nothing that I can give it to you. Every once in a while, this is the honest truth. I have to get on my face and say, Lord, I absolutely have nothing. That's the only way you'll get it. That's how you get it. That's how you get it. That's how you work. That's how it works. It don't seem like it would work that way, but that's the way he set it up. If you ain't got nothing in that, then he'll give you something. Amen. Listen, there's a lot of times, brother, amen, in life in general, and you don't know what to say and what to do. And he said, what you got from it? I don't have nothing. He said, then I can give it. As long as you can get out of the way, I can give it. At work, at John 3:30, he must increase and I must decrease. This is what he's saying. Stand up here a minute. I'm going to say you're John the Baptist. I sure ain't Jesus, okay? But this is John the Baptist. Turn around there. John, he is a rough boy. To look at their eyes and said, son, bring fruit for repentance, son. I ain't baptizing y'all a bunch of religious hypocrites. That's what he said. But John was a forerunner of Christ. He come as a forerunner. He said, I'm a messenger. I come to say, behold the Lamb. When it said he must increase and you must decrease, that ain't mean you're decreasing in your life. That means this. Get out of the way. He said, that's what it is. And then Jesus come. People use that verse and say, we got to decrease. Brother, listen, it means that we got to get out of the way for him to come. That's what John said, I got to get out of the way. I've already had my time, Brother Todd. Thank God, now it's his time. He's here. I baptized with water, but he baptized with the Holy Ghost. You're too nice to be John Baptist. I love you. I say, you're a good boy. I appreciate you. Amen. Ain't many John the Baptist. Somebody said, hey, God, do you like John the Baptist? I don't know. He got his head cut off. You say, wonder why the Lord let him get his head cut off because his course was run. Why did the Lord let him stay down in a prison, Brother Todd says, and he had done said, behold the Lamb. He had done said, behold the Lamb. Why did the Lord put him in the, allow him to go to prison? And John's down there and said, is this him or do we look for another? That kills people that always says, you can't doubt God. He did. Why did he do it? So he could show him the truth. Listen, this is the answer. He said, go tell John that the blind are seeing and the lepers being cleansed and the lames are walking. Go tell him I'm still healing and I'm still blessing. He didn't say, go tell John, remember all you did? He said, go tell John what I'm doing. I'm going to tell you, get this right here. You better get it right here. You'll never get assurance on what you've done. You'll get assurance on what he's done. John the Baptist couldn't get no assurance. He said, go tell him. Remember, you preached to them people. Remember all these things you did? You used to be my preacher. You was a forerunner. Why are you doubting? He didn't say that. He said, go tell him what I'm doing. That's where the victory's at. That vanity stuff, you read this whole book, he said, man, that's vanity. He said, all these things, I had everything, kept my eye back from nothing that I wanted, and I found out it's empty. Ain't nothing in it. It's going to perish. But fear God and keep his commandments, whole duty of man. That's worth that. Amen. I love you. Appreciate you coming. Let's stand tonight and have prayer. Remember meeting there on Saturday. God will bless it. Sunday. I'll have it coming Saturday. Come Sunday. Go out and compel them to come in.